This morning we have a visitor here in studio with us. Thomas Tabak joins us here this morning, and he has been visiting Atlantic for a bit of time now. He's actually been visiting a lot of locations over the last few years. We're going to talk a little bit about his mission. Thomas, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim.
Absolutely. I say your mission. About 2009 was when your trek started, and tell me a little bit about how your visits got started.
Yeah, well, it was actually the day of Pentecost, 2009. The real spirit of Jesus Christ came into my family's lives, and he told us to get rid of our home, all our belongings, and go out on the road and serve him. And pretty much the first thing I did is I looked around and I said, Lord, are you talking to me? Are you sure I'm the right one? But he had trained us through a number of trials and refinement to hear his voice and to obey his call. So I understood his call. I understood it was for real. But then I had to ask him to deal with my wife because we have four kids and we had a lot in the world. I mean, we really were living the American dream. And to turn around and say to your wife, the Lord just told me to walk away from the world and you're to come with me with our four children and we're to get in our Chevy Tahoe and just go where he tells us to go without any plan and any resources and any backing. You know, what American woman would actually do that? So it was pretty challenging, as you can imagine, but she actually took it to the Lord herself, and he spoke to her also, and he really convicted her heart that this was for real, and so we did it. We got rid of everything. You know, all the things that we work our whole lives for, we just divested from our lives in about 30 days, and then we put out on the road, and the Lord said, I'm going to open doors for you. Just get moving, and I'll open doors for you. And he told us the essential message he gave us was to tell his people to repent. And his people are all over the place, you know, in various denominations of Christianity and people on the streets who aren't even going to church. But he said, tell them to repent. And he said, tell them to turn from their wicked ways and remind them who they are, the people I have made, not what their government has made or some political process has made, but the people and the nation I have made. And so we've been on the road for almost 4 years now, following the Spirit of Jesus from town to town with no place to lay our heads, kind of like the apostles of old. And it's been an incredible experience.
People use terms like leap of faith or on a mission. They don't know the half of it, do they?
Well, you know, it's not a credit to ourselves, because I have to tell you that if we understood all the things that were going to happen to us when we went on this journey, we probably would have been too afraid to go. You know, but the Lord, he dumbed us down, and he convicted our hearts to just trust in him. And he convicted me by the word that he gave when he encountered that young rich man. And that young rich man wanted to know how he could inherit the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord said, follow all the commandments. He says, this I've done since I was young. But then he said, one more thing you lack. Get rid of all your stuff and come follow me. And I just did not want to be that young rich man that turned away from him with a sour face because I love the world more than I love my Savior. So that's kind of how I was convicted. But, you know, everything that people worry about in this world, and the Lord tells you not to worry. It's actually a sin to worry because it's demonstrating a lack of faith. When Christ says don't worry, he means it. Well, he says don't worry about how you're going to feed yourselves, clothe yourselves, shelter yourselves. All these things will be provided unto you so long as you seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And I tell you, one page after another in the scriptures, the Lord has proven that his word is true, and that if you're daring enough to follow it, just like it's written, he'll prove it to you.
In a country that was founded on Christian principles, but it's gotten more and more secular. Now, I don't want to dive too much into politics, because Lord knows that's a whole different discussion we could have at another time.
Oh,
but society as a whole has become more and more secular. People are almost afraid to talk about their faith in public outside of a church structure somewhere.
Yes.
Do you find that it's sometimes a little bit uncomfortable for folks when you start to visit with them?
Well, yeah, because, you know, we weren't sent out by a religious organization, so we didn't just go into the walls of churches. We went out into the streets and into the marketplaces and into the public squares, and we brought the real Jesus Christ into their hearing. What we found out is that people were actually longing to hear about the real Jesus, not a religious version of Jesus that's about, you know, filing people into a certain building, but the real Jesus who came to preach hope and peace between them and God and everlasting life and forgiveness of sins through his sacrifice. And, you know, people people are really struggling in this country today. You know, year one, he sent us before a lot of different politically motivated groups. Year two, he sent us to various different religious denominations. Year three was mostly street ministry and home churches that he sent us to. But we found a similar element in each of these, and that is that people are looking for the whole truth, not the watered-down truth, not things that their itching ears want to hear, but the real truth of God, which, and he gave us a word, a scripture, that is really part and parcel of where the nation needs to go today, and it's 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, "If my people," it's not a religious denomination, "but if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways," that's what the Lord says, "and I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." But people don't know how to fulfill that scripture anymore. First off, when the Lord says my people, it's anybody he's calling. And sometimes he's taken us to people who are Muslim or Buddhist or Hindu. And he said, right now they have a label. But that label I'm going to strip away from them because they're going to be one of my children tomorrow. And so we go to them. We don't treat them like an outsider. We don't speak to them as, you know, oh, woe unto you because of your beliefs or anything like that. We just tell them who the real Jesus is and that he's the only path to heaven. And if you want to accept him, he's ready to accept you. And I tell you what, you know, people are afraid to engage people on these subjects, especially matters where, you know, they're on the opposite side of your belief, right? But the Spirit of the Lord is real, and he has prepared people in your path. And if you're willing to engage them in the name of Jesus, you will see his Spirit move their heart. And all of a sudden, someone who was Muslim at one moment becomes Christian the next moment because they were seeking the real God, and they saw the real Jesus in you, and they said, "I want a piece of that." I mean, it's been incredible. It totally defies worldly logic. But, you know, the Lord's been doing that since the beginning of time.
Before we started here on the air, I asked you about skeptics. Do you run into them? I'm sure you do.
Oh, my gosh,
but you were telling me you seek them out.
Yeah, because the Lord didn't come for righteous people. He came for sinners and people who are lost, you know. So if you're not out there trying to find those people and show them the hope and promise of Jesus Christ, then what are you doing? You know, you're just passing time. So we'll run. In fact, the hardest people to talk to are people that have been raised in some sort of Christian religious denomination, but have decided that it's all hokey or it's all hypocritical and they just don't want to be a part of it anymore. But if you really dig down deep into that person, you know, sit there and talk to them like a human being, you know, find out what's going on in their life, you'll find that deep down in their heart, they're still seeking, is there really a God out there? And if there is a God, who is he? How has he revealed himself? And, you know, it's incredible the kinds of doors that will open in their life because, you know, reality is that anybody who doesn't have the real Jesus Christ in their life, and I'm not talking about a mind concept. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a heart thing. If they don't have the real Jesus in their heart, they're walking from place to place in this world getting brutalized by all the things this world brings to bear on a person, and they have no hope.
Well, it's an interesting trek, and you've written about it. You and your family have authored a book called The Life, where it talks a little bit about that first few years of your trip.
Yeah. You know, the Lord early on told us that we needed to start cataloging these encounters we were having from one town to another and the miraculous things that were happening because we saw people get healed of spiritual problems, mental problems, physical problems. We saw, like I said, people of non-Christian religions all of a sudden giving their lives over to Jesus Christ. Just a lot of, and even doing that in places like Walmart, in the middle of the store. You know, just miraculous things. And so we wrote them down in this book. It's called The Life. It's about the first 3.5 years of our journey. Our journey hasn't ended, but we at least put the first 3.5 years out there. And the other thing is that when you go out and you serve the Lord in a very tough manner like we have, he comes in and shows you his plans. And some of these plans revealed what the real mark of the beast is. It's not a physical mark, it's a spiritual mark. And we write about that in the book so people can avoid falling into that trap. Also, the nature of, you know, the one world order and the coming of the Antichrist and what that's all going to look like. I mean, he showed us a lot of incredible things that we could not have fathomed when we left Texas. In fact, I didn't even want to talk about end times and that sort of thing. But the Lord says, no, the days are getting shorter. This is important for people people to know so that they don't fall into the traps that Satan is laying for them. So we put all that in the book, and it's, I would call it necessary spiritual armor for anyone who calls himself a Christian or anyone who's seeking the real God to protect themselves from the dark days that are coming. And, you know, the interesting thing is, believer or not, people know that dark days are coming. They just can feel it. They can't explain it, but they can feel it.
How long will you be in the area?
We're going to be here at least a couple of weeks, but as we always do, wherever we go, we stay until our work is done here. So it's really a matter of how many people open their doors to us to come in and fellowship with them and share the word of the Lord. And we come for free. Anywhere people want to hear the word of the Lord, we'll come to their church, we'll come to their Bible study, we'll come to their political organization if that's what they want, we'll come to their living room. Just all they have to do is reach out to us, and we'll make arrangements to come and fellowship with them. They can either reach us through our website, which is www.pearlgate.org. Or they can call us at our phone number. It's 512-968-0787. And right now we're staying with a brother and sister in Christ. I'll give you their address. That way you can reach out to them somehow. It's 305 West 29th Street. And we're going to be having a series of home fellowships with them and others that are in their circle of believers and friends. So all you got to do is reach out to us, and we'll come, and we'll share with you the incredible things the Lord is doing for this nation right here and now.
Very good. It's fun to have a mission. It's fun to have a purpose, but it's also fun to be able to do it with family and with friends, too. I know you brought your 7-year-old daughter, Giselle, out here you today, and I assume she's having a good time on the road, too. Are you seeing and learning a lot of things?
Yeah.
Like what? All kinds of different places you've never been before?
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't Texas, is it?
No.
Do you like the snow, though?
Kind of.
She's looking around. What should I say? We don't want to offend our guests.
Yeah, it wasn't really an eye roll there, but it was kind of half there. Well, good. Well, we hope you're having fun, and have fun on the rest of your journey. And Thomas Tabak, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it very much. Where can folks find the book?
They can get it through our website or through Amazon, and just look up The Life. And again, go to pearlgate.org. And you can, if you sign up for our newsletter there, actually, you can get the ebook for free. You'll get a free ebook download. You'll also get a discount off the paperback. So I would go to the website and get it through there. That'd be the most effective way.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for stopping by. I hope you have a great Easter season and a great continuation of your trip.
Well, you have a great Resurrection Day yourself. Thank you.